Om Shanti. Let me introduce myself. The name of the body is Renald. You've seen the name on the paper. I took this knowledge 36 years ago. I took birth in a physical birth in a place called Trinidad. And I've been following this knowledge since then. Now for the last 3 years, 3.5 years actually, I've been living in Peace Village. So I've surrendered and doing seva there, service. My service is basically the sound. I do the sound in the AV department. So here we are, and our topic is meditation. Reflective meditation. So I'm sure you have a lot of questions about meditation and yoga. And is yoga and meditation the same? Right? So our life is a yogi life. We are bhikkhus, but we are basically yogis. When I was sitting in meditation, I was just giving an example of my experiences. I invoke two devices actually. Because when I took birth in this knowledge, when I became in this knowledge, if you find I'm not speaking clearly or not speaking too fast, please stop me. I've learned that I have two devices given by Baba. And I have to use them in every situation. And the first one is the discourse of self-realization. And the second one is the power of remembrance. Now, if you forgive me if I use the word weapons. They are weapons, right? Because actually you're fighting against body consciousness. You're fighting against waste thoughts. So you need weapons. So I sit here and I would like to think this is the first time in 5,000 years I'm sitting here, right? Being asked to speak about a topic. And I did it 5,000 years ago. So what does that create? That creates confidence. The nervousness is reduced. So I invoke that time and realize I've done it successfully before. I can do it once again. And the other thing is the power of remembrance. And this is basically what we're talking about. The power of remembrance is like a weapon, you know. It's a get things done. So you have this confidence and then you have the power. So my meditation basically started, and the person who gave me the course, she was a very good, she had very good yoga, right? But I never inherited her yoga, the way she had yoga. So she gave drishti, and her drishti had such an effect on me, you know. So I first started to think about Baba. But I was unable to have an experience. I always complain to Baba, how come I don't have a bodiless experience? How come I don't get visions? You know? How come I don't feel any out-of-body feeling, you know? I don't have any, never once I don't even dream about Baba. But it's all practical. Because at that time when I got into the sound, doing the sound, I was so nervous, you know, making mistakes. And I remembered something from the Murli that Baba says, let your hands do the work and let your heart remain with the beloved. And internally, I kept chanting this like a mantra. Let the heart do the work and let the heart remain with the beloved. And you know, I actually was able to do it, you know. And I moved on. That was so many years ago. Sister Silverine can tell you, she's also from Trinidad, and Now I found myself in Peace Village doing the same thing. But Baba is likes us to be constant. You know, you're not good yogis at the beginning. Yoga is a thing that yoga develops, and experiences start very small. In fact, over the years, you collect a lot of experiences. You collect probably volumes of experiences. I like to visualize my meditation. So, and I use meditation for particular reasons. For example, if I want to see everyone in a nice way, in a loving way, I sat in meditation. Now, this is meditation. This is different between yoga and meditation. Just meditating and you're visualizing a beautiful garden. I don't know, it just came to me, a beautiful garden of pink roses. You know, as far as your eye can see, pink roses. And the sky is clear and blue. And I'm like a little child in that garden. And then I see, well, I bring Baba into it, you know, Baba in the form like Brahma Baba, like a human being, you know. And he's holding my hand, he's walking through this garden. And I feel like, you know, Baba is saying, this is a Brahmin family. Look at them, they're like beautiful roses in full bloom, right? Full of fragrance. Baba loves them, and you should see them that way, you know. And I got this experience and I started to meditate on that, you know, trying to visualize that scene, you know. And that created such a nice feeling on me, right? I felt like my face was blue, my face was glowing, you know, and I was smiling. I was having a smile on my face, right? So, meditation and yoga, you know, like we have many times we do meditation and yoga. Like we say, let's stop for 1 minute of silence, you know, or we come to Murli class and the person is meditating and we sit for 5-10 minutes of meditation, and after Murli we have another meditation, and then of course we have Amrit Vela, we have Bhati, we have all so many things going on. But is it the same, are you having the same yoga in all those different aspects? No. Because I think some could be like for meditation, and some could be directly having that connection with Baba. Like recently I was here in Gyan Sarovar, and I was thinking about, I was looking at the mural at the back of the hall, the stage, and it has Baba's face and it has the earth, and I was thinking about the thoughts in my mind. And I was visualizing, again I like to visualize. So I'm visualizing the thoughts are just emerging like a stream. And let me give you an example of what the thoughts would be like. Would be like, you know, Mera Baba, you know, we say Mera Baba, oh sweet Baba, and We create a stream of thoughts, but it's not going directly to Baba. It's coming, I'm visualizing like it's coming, flowing away from my, and but eventually going to Shiv Baba. And Shiv Baba, he's sending directly that energy down to me. So that would be called a visualization, but it also, I give another word, it's called a realization. And I could tell you, throughout the 36 years I've been studying this knowledge, I have tons and tons of realizations, right? But no out-of-body experiences, right? No trance or anything like that, you know, no visions. So I'm supposed to have gone beyond those things, you know? 36 years, you don't need out-of-body experience. You don't need to see visions. You don't need to go into trance, right? You're supposed to be mature. A mature yogi, you know. And I use yoga, I use meditation, I use yoga to, as I say, for dharana, in order, if I have a difficulty with someone who have difficulty getting along with people, I try to create a scene, you know, of where I can prep my mind, you know. And it's called like even affirmations, you know, we have affirmations. Before we step out of the house, I look at myself in the mirror and I create an affirmation. I promise myself I will be happy today. I promise myself I'll be happy today. Right? You can even keep a chart of that, you know. Baba says keep the chart. Another one is that I used to say, if there's someone I have a difficulty with, and this is like meditation, I would say, my heart is full of love for, and I would call a person name, but internally, you know, silently. I would repeat it, my heart is full of love. So what this meditation is doing, it's curing me inside, you know. It's making me have a good disposition, mental disposition. So it doesn't mean the person is going to change, of course, you know that. It means that I will face that person, and no matter what, I've created this mindset. I've created this affirmation, so I'll be able to get along with them. And you know, as a Kumar and as a brother, we all have all the little, I don't know if sisters have it too, but we all these little ways of inventing things, you know, and when we like to invent. So if I were to go and do any task, and it's so hard to do, and I don't feel to do it, right? And I find it's too hard. You know, I would repeat internally, like a mantra, the power of remembrance, I shall do this, but the power of remembrance. And actually, I would just repeat it, and it would give me a kind of energy, you know, to keep going, you know. And then I realized, you know, I don't know if any of you watch a lot of TV, but I used to watch a cartoon on TV, and it was called He-Man. He-Man, it was an American cartoon, right? So anytime he went into battle, he would hold his sword up in the air, a very big sword, and he's a big guy, right? So he's a big person, he holds a big sword, I say, by the power of Grayskull. And I realized what I said, power of remembrance, was similar to what he's doing, you know? Because you are invoking a power. With the power of remembrance, I should sweep this whole room and mop this whole room. Or with the power of remembrance, I should start painting, you know? And it keeps you going. So these are my experiences. And I have, as I said, over the years, I've garnered so much experiences with Baba. And sometimes what you find that certain things happen in drama, that you may think of it as a bad thing. Why did this happen? Why did this person cause me any sorrow? And I realize that person came to jumpstart your yoga, right? Because when I went to Peace Village, I had an incident, and I used to get up every morning at before Amritville and sit. And what I would do, I would sit in meditation, sit in Baba's room actually, sit right in front of Baba's picture, and I would say, Baba, I'm invoking you. You come. I'm not leaving the body and going up to you. You come. You come. Come down from the soul's world. Come and take my intellect. Right? Like a wire, take it, like, you know, he pulls the wire straight up to the paranda, to the soul's world. And send that current of power. And clean, and just remove that person from my mind. You know? Just clean my mind, you know? Clean my intellect, clean my heart, you know? And I would actually say, why should I go through all the work of leaving the body and going beyond the earth, moon and stars, and going beyond the subtle region and going to the soul's world? Why can't Baba come and do that? And you know, I did that for so many days, very early. I feel like Baba was cleansing cleansing me, sending that current and cleansing the inside of me. Removing that person from my mind, because there's, Baba says, there should only be Baba in your heart. No one else. If there's another person in your heart, then that person shouldn't be there. It should be just you and Baba. Only Baba should be in your heart. So I realized that I needed to clean my heart, and I needed Baba to come and do it. So my yoga has not been that intense, but it has to be constant. Always connection with Baba. And sometimes the things of you think only now I've realized this. But it takes time. We shouldn't give up, because yoga is and meditation, it's all to make us perfect, you know, bring us our perfection. And especially doing Baba's seva as a surrendered soul, you get even more help. Like for example, I've realized in Peace Village in USA, I have my driver's license, but I don't drive very far. I've never driven very far. And when I go to the US, one or two times I have to drive very far, like 100 miles, right, to the airport or something. And it's, you know, I don't say no. I say, Haji. And I go, you know. And Baba helps. Right? So, Baba helps in that way. And I realize Baba is Karan Karavanha. You know, he's doing. You just have to say yes. And he gets it done, right? So in the same way, when I was conducting if I'm conducting meditation, I am not the one supposed to be having yoga. What I mean? I'm supposed to be having yoga, but Baba is the one who is doing. Because I'm also doing seva. If someone asks me to conduct meditation, I've realized, isn't that seva? Sitting on the stage and conducting meditation? You're supposed to be just doing seva, because if you're given, if you say at that point, now I'm remembering Baba, Baba is doing, and he's sending the drishti to everyone. He's sending that light to everyone. Right? That's why we shouldn't close our eyes when we're doing meditation. Because when we're doing meditation, and Baba is sending that current, he's sending it through the eyes. So always keep our eyes open. And you see like this, people sit and you know, the senior yogis, they go in because Baba is sending that current. If you close your eyes, that person is not going to get a current. So, all these new realizations I'm having, and I'm just an ordinary soul, an ordinary BK. But the expression, fortune favors the bold. That I realize that every time I'm asked to do something, I say yes. I don't say no. You cannot be shy in Baba's knowledge. And you cannot say no. Okay, can I ask you to, if you have any questions? Anyone has any questions about meditation or yoga, or maybe some additions that you can give? Shiv Baba. Well, there are times when I focus on one, and there are times when I can focus on two. For example, offering bhog. You know, we're offering bhog, right? You know that. We cook the food and we're offering to Baba. So what I do is that I go to the subtle regions. You know? But I cannot go to the subtle regions as a BK, as a yogi. I cannot go in this form like Renald Bhai, or, you know. I go as an angel. So I invoke my angelic form, and I just transfer into that dress of the angel, and I go up. Right? Even if I'm not the one offering a bhog, but still I go to the source region, right? So when I go there, naturally Brahma Baba is there. Because he has become an angel, right? He's angelic father, so he's there. So I invoke Shiv Baba from the source world and he's there. So we are in one world. We're still in the subtle region, but Shiv Baba comes. Right? So when I'm speaking the two of them, I'm speaking not, oh Brahma Baba, did you hear? Shiv Baba, did you hear? No, I'm speaking of one, right? I'm conversing with one. Right? So I bring them, I have the power to bring them. You see how much power we souls have? We can bring Shiv Baba, right, into the subtle region and have that meeting with him. And then we can have this sweet conversation with him. Because I realize, that's another thing I realize. When we go to the subtle region, we don't go with complaints. You know, we are BKs. BKs have complaints. Human beings have complaints, you know. Oh, this one is giving me sorrow, that one is, I have this problem, I have this. But when I'm an angel, do I have any problems? Do I have any thing? Or maybe I just go there and say, in the angelic form, that brother there, his name is Reynold. And I'm just, Baba, you and I, can we send some sarcasm? Send some sarcasm to him, right? So, I have to go in my perfect form in front of Baba. Because if he, for example, if we were to meet a very important dignitary in this world, and we were to go to their palace or their presidential house or whatever, we were very much dressed properly, you know, and dressed for the occasion. So therefore we shouldn't go with our human form. I shouldn't go in my human form, or even if it's a BK, to Baba in the Swat region. I should go as an angel. Because perfection is what we're aiming for. You should. Okay, no, I'm not saying you should, I'm saying this is what I do. Angelic form is a very subtle form of light. It doesn't have any gender thing, but it's a, like a human shape. It's a form of light, like a human form of light, yeah. Pure light. How long have you been in the knowledge? Sorry. How long have you been in knowledge? Oh, okay, right. Yeah, there was a lot of classes about the angels and what angels are. And so angels are, you know, how I consider this angelic form. So if you know the history of this knowledge, this institution, on 18th of January 1969, the founder, Father Brahma Baba, he died. So his physical body finished. And he transferred to the subtle region in his angelic form. I have another aspect about that one. But what I think, when I sit in meditation, you know what I say? Baba, you had an angelic form before you left the body. So in the same way, I also have an angelic form. It's up there in the subtle region. It's like a dress, a beautiful white dress, hanging in a closet up there in the subtle region. Right? And here I am in this white kurta. But I can bring it down, right? And actually, in the early days when I practiced this angelic form, you know, I felt like, you know, I was Baba's bride because I'm not married, right? So, so I was Baba's bride. I was an angel. I felt so light and very so dancing with Baba, you know, and very, very soft. So that angelic form, I invoke it down into Baba's room, wherever I am sitting. And I just say, I, the soul, shall now leave this, just take off this clothes of this physical body and put on this new white dress, pure white dress, and just fly. Naturally, I would fly because the angels fly. They don't stay on this earth, right? So, what is the purpose of this is to show us that we have perfection, right? You know the subtle region, what the subtle regions are? I'm sure all of us can have our own interpretation. You know when you're doing a construction of a building or anything, there's a, any building or any bridge or anything, there's a blueprint office. All the blueprints, all the sketches and all of that, everything is there in that blueprint office. So all the architects and engineers and everything, they go to the blueprint, so this gross thing is being constructed, this bridge or this dam or this road or whatever, right, or this huge building. But there's a blueprint of it in that blueprint office. So the subtle region is like the blueprint office. The blueprint of the new world, the golden age, is up there. And also, our angelic form, which is like in a very subtle form. Because if you look at a blueprint, like a subtle, it's very subtle, right? It's not a real thing, it's a subtle form of an actual building, right? So when you think, you see all these, you create all these wonderful experiences when you start thinking about these things. But sometimes it happens to you. because as I said before, I'm a very visual person. I visualize my yoga. I visualize the point. When we say the soul is like a point of light or the soul is like a diamond, immediately I visualize there's a diamond here, you know? Or I visualize the forehead and there's a diamond. So did I answer your question? So you were asking about Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba, right? But you know, when we can even go beyond with Brahma Baba, we connect directly to Shiv Baba. Like I said before, my thoughts are going directly to the soul's world, to Shiv Baba. And he's sending the current to me. Right? So I feel that current coming down on me. And I can even feel that current coming down on someone else. For example, if I say, my thoughts are going to Baba, oh sweet Baba, right? But I want his thoughts go to someone, like say, for example, my mom, right? So somebody else, right? I want my thoughts go to her, right? I can see that a golden light is falling on her, you know? And it's coming from Baba. So, Shiv Baba, you there are times you need to connect with him. And of course, he's the ultimate connection. Because it's only through Shiv Baba, let's not forget why we're having yoga. We're having yoga to burn our sins, right? So that's why we need to connect with Baba. But Brahma Baba is there because we are also creating a new world, right? And so we need to have that family connection, right? We are not sannyasis that we only have yoga. You know the sannyasis, they only have yoga with an element of light. We have to have yoga with Shiv Baba, but we also have to understand from a BK point of view that we are creating a new world and there's a family, right? And as I spoke about the reference to the blueprint office and the actual we're in construction, right? So we need that office and we need to be there. Right? Perform, because you're going to perform an act, right? Or some task you're going to perform. You don't think about the negative aspects of it. You want it to be positive. You want to have a positive outcome. So you want a positive outcome. You have the power to throw light on that, a positive light, on that situation. The situation hasn't happened as yet. You're going into the situation. So you have the power to throw that positive light. Of course, negative thoughts will come, waste thoughts will come. You will get nervous. You might say, okay, this is supposed something. No, you just pull all that positive energy and just push those other things aside. Right? So your job is to focus that positive light. I'm going to the situation. Whatever happens after is not important, because that is after the fact. But before the fact is what you're concerned about. You go in, whatever is the result is not your concern. Don't be concerned about the result. Well, I'm telling you how I do it, how I do it. Yeah. So, but we're talking about meditation. And this is also meditation, right? When we think about a situation, we're using our thoughts. Because I don't want to go into the aspect of thoughts. You've heard probably for countless classes on thoughts and how many thoughts we have and waste thoughts and beneficial thoughts and whatever thoughts. But we are the master of our thoughts. And only, as I said, I heard when we had that positive, we used to have a positive thinking courses. And when it first came out, there was a slogan, make your mind your best friend. And I heard that so many times and I never really give it. And only recently, I got angry with my mind. And then something told me, make your mind your best friend. And I said, okay, mind. Oh, my good friend, my sweet mind. And I started to have a conversation with my mind. And I say, the mind is eternal as the soul. The soul is eternal. And the mind is a faculty of the soul. The intellect is a faculty of the soul. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be with me forever and ever and ever. Right? This body is going to go. But the mind is going to be, so I better make friends with my mind. So it's a learning process. For me, it's been a learning process. I'm still learning. I'm looking forward to new experiences. And even sitting here today is a new experience. So, any more questions? Yes, sister. Did I say Baba is meditating? No, when I say that I sit in, on the stage conducting, if I'm asked to sit on the stage and conduct meditation, I'm saying that, I am remembering Baba as the one who is doing, right? It's like seva, I'm doing seva. At that time, I'm not sitting like if I was sitting in Baba's room and meditating. I'm sitting there and there is an audience in front of me. There are souls in front of me and I have to serve them. But it actually is Baba, Shiv Baba who is serving them. But I am like the instrument. Like for example, if he asks you to give a talk to someone, right? Then you are the instrument, right? And you are giving the knowledge to those souls. So in the same way, Shiv Baba at that time is sending that current through me. But meditation, yes, you are meditating, but you're focusing only on Shiv Baba, right? And making sure that you are a good instrument. So I find that even when I'm driving, and actually why I came up with that is because when I was driving, and they asked me to drive 100 miles to New York City, pick up someone and drive another 100 miles back, right? And I'm not an experienced driver, right? And it could have been it probably was at night, right? And I said, I said, okay, that's the first step. I said, Haji, first step. Next step, Baba is, with the power of remembrance, I did it successfully. I went safely to New York City and I drove back safely to Peace Village. Right? And I, of course, there will be some little mistakes, often on. But nothing to talk about. I went safely and I came back safely. I picked up the passenger and brought them back. So, in the same way, I'm thinking, Baba is doing. And anytime anybody asks us and say, thank you, brother, thank you. I say, thanks, Baba. Everybody says, thanks to Baba. Because actually, Baba is doing. Right? So I find myself in these situations that I say, well, okay, I've never done that before. Why should I do it? Because if you say you're not going to do it, if you say you're not going to do this, the task, then you're denying Baba the chance to help you. He was going to help you, but if you said no, right? So in this knowledge we become mature, and we can't say yoga and meditation is separate from the knowledge and from the seva, the service. It's all in one, right? It's all in one, and it makes us mature and brave and courageous. Any other questions? Anybody has any? Yes, brother. Well, it depends on the context. In the context Baba is speaking about. But I'm sure if you would ask Baba, now we are BKs, right? If we are BKs and we are following, well, you know, the codes of conduct, the pillars of Raj Yoga and all the Srimad, right? We are automatically careful, right? Because we are careful what to eat, careful who to associate with, right? We are careful of these, right? But Baba wants you to be carefree more than ever, more than anything else. Carefree in the sense that, what does it mean to be carefree? It means not to keep any sorrow, not to take any sorrow. You are carefree. Baba is doing, Baba is getting it done. Give it to Baba and be carefree. Don't think too much. So, you understand? Is it clear? You have to understand the context. When Baba says, he already gave us, you know, instructions and guidelines what to do. So you're okay with the care, if you follow that, you're good at being careful. Right? Oh, Baba's, your friends want to go out and have something that is non-veg. But you say, Baba says, don't eat non-veg, you know? So, clear cut, right? But be carefree in the sense that, oh, they don't, what, I'm going to have these thoughts about, they don't like me anymore because I don't want to eat with them. What are they saying about me? Are they laughing behind my back, right? Just be carefree and be in bliss, you know? Be up there. Just make your mind carefree and don't take... Carefree means don't take any sorrow. Actually, the expression, carefree king of the land that is free from sorrow. So if I was given that title, I am the carefree king of the land free from sorrow. What would I do? From today on, I make sure not one little piece of sorrow comes into this kingdom. I'm going to put guards, right or wrong, and not one name or trace of sorrow must come. Go. So I must make sure that no sorrow comes in. Okay? Anyone else? We just have 2-3 minutes. I don't want to take too long. So yes, sister. Oh, there's a workshop. It's a workshop. How do we do that? Okay. Well, how many years of knowledge been doing the knowledge? You've been consistently, I mean. One. Yeah, we have any experiences?
9 years.
9 years. What is your experience, Bhai?
Actually, I just want to share one thing.
Okay, I don't know what a workshop is. I have no, I probably have to, I probably have been in workshop, but it's not very, very extensive or intensive. So let's do a little meditation, and it's like a basic meditation, and it's about the mind. So I see my mind, and you can practice this meditation. Anytime you have many thoughts in your mind, just see the thoughts in your mind. Just visualize your mind, like a busy office. You know, like think of an office with many workers. Phones are ringing, people are coming in and out. There are deliveries. There's a lot of noise, there's a lot of movement. This is your mind, right? It's like a big room. But what are these workers in your mind? What are these? These are actually your thoughts. So you're observing the thoughts in your mind. And you're standing on a very high stage looking down at your mind. But you have the power to control your mind. You're not afraid or alarmed by when you have all these waste thoughts in your mind. You just observe them, they are workers. But you have the power because you are the manager of the mind to change the scene. So you simply instruct the workers to stop. Just stop. And just as we have traffic control and everyone stops, see that same scene in your mind. All the workers have stopped what they're doing. They've hung up the phones, they're not speaking. It's become very quiet in your mind. And then you give another instruction to the workers to very calmly and quietly just leave through the exit door. One by one, they file out of the office. Very quietly, very peacefully. One by one they leave until they've all gone. And now your mind is a very quiet place, a quiet room. Now I want you to feel that quiet. Feel that silence in your mind. Feel as if the doors are shut, the windows are closed, anything that can make any noise, it's all turned off, and your mind is just a quiet room. And feel that silence descend on your mind. It's very deep, deep silence. And now, you just feel that silence, and your mind is slowly transforming. It's not an office anymore. It's like a meditation room. Maybe there's a picture of Baba in the meditation room, that's all. Nothing else. Just cold and red light and deep, deep, deep silence fills your mind. Keep your mind in this state May that thought of deep silence, like if the silence of the soul's world has come down into your mind. Just visualize that scene. Om Shanti.